And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Scary.
I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdu, Eric Reiner.
Honey, I'm home.
Who's that?
And Trisha just said, honey, I'm home.
No.
That's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids,
right? I was trying to cue you to, like...
But that anyway, was perfect. And
no, this is not Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. This is...
It sounded like it.
This is Dinosaurs, the theme to the TV show.
Which was like the Flintstones version in Dinosaurs.
Oh,
Dinosaurs.
Oh, I didn't know that. And this hour is brought to you by... Right? What is this hour brought to you by? Alexander's All Care Automotive.
How could you forget him?
I would never forget him. I was just at his shop. He did a phenomenal job. I needed some tires, too, by the way. And I got four tires, but he also fixed up my auto. Phenomenally great service.
And was able to do the alignment as well, which a lot of places can't do.
So. He's multi-talented, and of course, Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road. Call him at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Tell him I said hi and get down there and see him. I think he's even open Saturdays till about 2. He has great hours, great guy, trustworthy, that's what I like, and sophisticated. Back to you, Joseph J. Yeah.
What do dinosaurs do when they fall asleep?
They go, they snore, they
dino snore.
Or whatever.
Grasping.
Oh, they dino, yeah, that one.
What do they do?
Dino snore.
Dino snore, that was good.
Yeah, that's a good one. That
was, yeah. You were on the right track there, Dave.
Yeah, you had it.
Yeah.
You were trying, you were reaching there. But yeah, dinosaurs, the theme for the TV show, Jim Henson, of course. That's one of my favorite shows, and just so you know, if you only have seen the episodes that they aired, there's like about 10 of them that they did not air, so try to find those.
And you can find them on?
You might be able to find them online. They might be
YouTube.
DVDs.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. You can
Netflix,
usually.
Probably not.
I don't know. But I did see them last summer, and there is one
where
they make fun of, right, they make fun of Disney World.
Ooh.
Because Disney was on them, and then they were canceling them, so they decided to write an episode about Disney World that isn't too friendly.
Oh, wow.
So, and of course, ABC did not air that one.
Non-friendly dinosaur?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Well, there is
they
that,
were setting
that Pixar
a
movie,
there.
A Good Dinosaur, coming out in November. Mm. By the way, plug, next week is our Pixar show. Stay tuned
Ooh.
For that. All right, so what everyone has been waiting for are reviews of Jurassic World... 22 years after the events of Jurassic Park. Isla Nublar now features a fully functioning dinosaur theme
Isla
park.
Isla Fisher?
Isla Fisher. I wouldn't mind going to a park with her. Dinosaur theme park as originally envisioned by John Hammond after 10 years of operation and visitor rates declining in order to fulfill a corporate mandate, a new attraction is created to re-spark visitors' interest, which backfires horribly and, of course... That re-spark is the Indominus Rex. I think we can go ahead and give that away. It's a genetically they're all genetically engineered dinosaurs. They're not, you know.
Well, yes.
Well, they
and
have
no.
to fill
yes
in the
no.
gaps
yes,
with frog
right,
DNA
exactly,
and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But this one, we aren't going to tell you what it is comprised of. But
well, no, because that's top secret. That's what they
yes,
say in the film.
Yeah, it's classified. It's
yes, classified.
But you will find out. But it is. A dinosaur that is comprised of several different other dinosaurs, the DNA. So I'll go ahead and tell you. Yeah, like I said earlier in the show, Jurassic Park is the movie. I'll tell you my memories later, but it's the movie that made me want to be a film critic. So this was a lot was riding on this movie. This was my most anticipated movie of the year.
Very emotional journey for you.
And boy, I would hate to be disappointed. It is easily the summer's best movie. My favorite movie of the summer, and we're only, a month into it? Boasting,
it's not even summer, actually. The June 21st, I think.
Oh, calm down. It's a cinematic summer. Boasting the absolutely perfect blend of nostalgia and new, fans of 1993's Jurassic Park will be completely enamored with the blockbuster sequel. The director honors their memories with subtle references while also making their dreams of a fully functioning dinosaur theme park come true in such a way that is even more impressive than they imagined. I think that we've all had dreams of this real Jurassic Park, and he captured it perfectly. Everyone, including newcomers who have never known a time before larger than life special effects. I mean, you know, and you figure kids nowadays are watching Iron Man and Avengers and everything, and it's just like they've never known a time before this stuff can be a reality. I think everyone will be blown away by the thrilling action that rejuvenates the motion pictures industry, motion picture industry's power to affect audiences to the degree that they surrender to their senses and suspend all disbelief. I was sitting watching this movie in IMAX 3D at the Arizona Mills, telling myself, trying to remind myself, no, this isn't real. Just as I had to when I was 9 years old watching Jurassic Park, believing for 2 hours that I was watching dinosaurs that had really come to life. Breakthrough. Five stars.
Oh, you give it a breakthrough. Wow.
I love this movie. Best movie this summer.
Wow.
Jurassic World. What did you guys think?
Go for it, Dave.
You want me to go? Well, the most impressive thing is these dinosaurs look so real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's better than the first one.
Well, technology has improved, but I do want to touch on that later. I don't want
to. Yeah, we can touch on that later.
The technology.
Right.
Some people are calling it out, saying that the first one they didn't look real and silly. How much we believe.
Oh no, the first one was great too.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
We'll go back to that.
But I thought it was sort of it was a combination Predator, Indiana Jones, King Kong, and Godzilla. I just thought it had an element of all those. And I think the swing of emotions was incredible. I thought it. I found myself going from, I thought maybe a little slow in the beginning. But then I said to myself, well, what do I expect? They have to do something. So
the first one built. Remember, yeah. Steven Spielberg is known. I mean, he's
true.
The producer on this, not the director, but he builds.
Yeah, you're right.
So if you're going to capture the Jurassic Park spirit, you're gonna build.
Yeah, and I thought they did a nice job. But some of the funny lines were so out of character, it didn't ruin it. I think it enhanced it. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but
like maybe when someone ties their shirt in a knot and...
Or
runs in high heels.
Yeah, that or some of the
that. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, I loved getting some lines that are meaningful, and this one had some meaningful lines. And one was, to canary, a cat is a monster. So a monster is all relative. And I loved that line. I thought it was a really cool line. And greed versus life. I think it had those elements in this movie. So if you look beyond the action, you find a reflection of what life's about.
It's about animals, too. I mean, it's about humans' relationship with animals. It doesn't have to be
Chris
dinosaurs.
Pratt was a perfect example.
Yes, the imprinting process.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine me watching this movie knowing how, you know, Frozen, I am his alpha. I mean, this really...
Exactly.
It captures what we can do with animals.
So I also
and,
agree...
And what we take for granted that maybe we shouldn't
Very
do.
True.
So I'm not sure I'd give it a breakthrough, but I would certainly give it the best picture of the year so far.
Okay.
I enjoyed it that much. And it was different enough from the first Jurassic Park, I thought, that also made it interesting. And... But I just love the realism. I mean, it's like, wow, they really came a long way with technology. It was that good, and I'm a big Chris Pratt fan anyway. And I didn't realize, but the co-star,
Dallas Howard?
I'm impressed.
I was not, you know, previously to watching this movie, I was like, you know, yes, I think she's a great, you know, actress, Ron Howard's daughter and everything like that, but Lady in the Water, I'm like, I don't know, maybe I don't like freckles or something like that, but I was not very attracted to her. When she was like throwing the kids into the back of the a van and she was all sweaty and everything.
She was good, huh?
Wow. I was like, move over to whoever else, Elsa.
Yeah. Well, I liked her.
Wow.
I thought she was a good actress. And I'm a big Ron Howard fan. I go, hey, way to go. Keep it in the family.
Oh, she's hot.
So.
What?
Big. Well, not keep it in the family, but.
Keep it in your dirty mind.
Yeah, exactly. I don't mean it like that.
That was Joseph's dirty mind.
But anyway, big thumbs up. No question about it. Yeah. I expect this to be the biggest movie of the summer. I think Terminator will probably do well. Some other movies coming up, but. This brings back the memories of everyone that stood in line for hours the first time 22 years ago in Ventura County.
Not just there, but everywhere. But okay.
Yeah, that's where I saw it, though. And I remember distinctly standing in line talking to strangers.
We're going
to
talk about that. We're going to get back to that.
Very cool.
Okay. So.
Uh-oh. Here comes the downer.
Oh, no.
The third downer of the show.
Debbie. No, you're not.
I'm not Debbie Downer.
I'm kidding.
No, okay. So, I have a disclaimer. When I went in there, I had been up for, I'd only slept 2 hours in like 30. So I went in there and going, this better be good, because Dave would not tell me what he thought, even thumbs up, thumbs down, indifferent. He just said, It was entertaining. And I was like, oh, I hope I'm not wasting my time going to see this because I will be so upset if it's disappointing to me, just like you said.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, this could have been the biggest disappointment of the year.
Right. And then I had to go in and sit in the theater for 20 minutes, you know, but I did get a good seat. Sit there until it started. And I could tell it was going to be a good crowd during the trailers at the beginning because there was like interaction and giggling and stuff like that at appropriate times. So I was like, okay, the movie started. The original doors, the music score, I just went, I could feel a physiologic response already. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love Chris Pratt. I did think he was a little Indiana Jones-ish. But I think that was on purpose. I thought it was cool. But at first I was like, you know. But some of those cheesy-ish aspects, paying homage to other great films,
including the original.
Exactly. Well, of course, but including the original.
A lot of them are Steven Spielberg movies.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, I think that was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and if you get it, you get it. If you don't, that's cool too. But I loved that about it. I loved seeing the dinosaurs, the you know, the stegosauruses and the triceratops, and you know, just seeing all of them, and the river scene,
yeah,
the kayaks.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted so much to be in that kayak. Oh, yeah. And the gyrosphere. Oh, I know I saw it in the trailer, but I was like, that would be so totally cool too. So I loved it. I loved the end. I loved the interaction with Chris Pratt realizing the fragility of the alpha role he played, and also that these are wild animals.
There's a reason that Frozen is an only child and that he doesn't have a girlfriend because I'm not going to be the beta or lower.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what Frozen's saying about you and a girl. So maybe that's part of the problem.
Yeah, that's true. It works both ways.
But I'm just saying, I just thought they handled that very well. Yeah. I thought the comic relief at odd moments, like Dave was talking about.
Amazing.
At first I thought, wait, but then it's like, no, it needed to have that release.
Was cool.
I thought it was perfectly done, and I give it huge, huge, huge
wow.
double thumbs up.
Is that a breakthrough?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to hold back on my breakthrough.
Okay.
But it's definitely a must see for the summer.
Yeah, and I would agree.
Yeah, yeah. And if you can see it in IMAX or 3D, I think you should.
Yes, Bryce Dallas Howard looks great in IMAX 3D.
She is cute.
But I will tell you the one thing I absolutely detested was the shoes. Chris Pratt called mention to the shoes.
Yeah.
That's what he called mention to.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do anything about those shoes. And then
she's running.
Then at the end, she's running to try to save herself.
She makes it back to the park faster than the kids who are in a vehicle.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was a little bit.
There's a few things. And then
come on now.
I hate when a movie is daytime and then it's nighttime. There's no like, you know,
but I was thinking that maybe that was just like the forest cover or something.
It was, I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, but I will tell you, you know what? Those are minor. Those are minor because it's the entire feeling. It's the entire adventure that you have going to see this. And I loved it.
And we're getting texts, you know, is it in comments from listeners, is it worth seeing in 3D? Normally, I would say absolutely not. And with this one, I'm going to say, yes, it is worth seeing in 3D. You don't absolutely have to see it in 3D.
No. It's beautiful without being in 3D. But if you want to feel immersed in it, I think
you're
3D
in the world,
it would be
this
good.
One, and I didn't see San Andreas in 3D, but I would say that one's one that might be worth it as well because of...
We saw it in 3D and it was excellent.
Right. There's certain movies that would be better.
I saw it
in
3D.
Yes.
But I also think that D-Box thing,
that was perfect for San Andreas.
Because,
this... It might work for Jurassic World. I didn't see it in D-Box, but I believe that it might work for this as well.
Can you imagine D-Box and 3D? Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. And they have that, certain shows. So an amazing movie, Jurassic World. So at least, you know, two thumbs up or three, whatever you want to give it. And I'm giving it a breakthrough. We're going to talk more about it throughout the show. We've got on some spectacular guests to tell us more about it from behind the scenes. We're going to talk about our own memories of it. I mean, I'm just to preview that, to go along with the 3D, we didn't have 3D back when the original Jurassic Park came out. And you know when the Velociraptor, near the end, jumps up and almost gets the girl's leg when she's crawling into the ceiling?
Yes.
And, I mean, I no matter how many times I've seen the movie, I always, like, pull my leg up, like, ooh, to make sure that my leg doesn't get chomped. I did that so many times watching Jurassic World.
But, you know, that was Spielberg's magic, yes, of being, yes, able to do that without it being in 3D.
Yes, but this, I think even if it wasn't in 3D, there are certain things like with the Indominus Rex. Careful there. When the Indominus Rex, I don't want to say what happens, when that sort of kicks off and Chris Pratt is running from that, mm-hmm, that was the first time in the movie that I actually, like, you know, went back into my seat, like, no.
Oh.
And there's a few other things in the movie that really involving the gyrosphere, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about our memories throughout the show. But you know what? I'm the baby.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
In fact, we may have the baby on next week.
Good.
From Las Vegas. The Mystere.
Wow. Dinosaurs. I'm the baby.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, this is the music video for
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, that they played that during the movie?
Show for me. No, from Dinosaurs, the TV
from
show.
From the TV show.
Again! I never heard this, but I did hear Breakthrough Entertainment live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix.
Gee, you never know what I'm going to do next.
And we'll be right back.